Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
More debuts and more changes for NXT 2.0. Plus, RVD weighs in on Dark Side of the Ring, and Bryan Danielson says 3 more years. For Wednesday, September 22nd, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Day one of Andre Chase University.
I want to make NXT 2.0 a safe space.
Lashing out with Lash Legend. Now that's something to talk about.
Week 2 of NXT 2.0 saw even more new faces as the brand gets a big old reshuffle, rejig and reimagination. So let's go through some of those new folk that you will have spotted on the show last night. In action against Kaylee Ray, we had Amari Miller, formerly Cameron Clay, who signed with NXT back in February. You may have seen Amari on The Independent as Cameron Brené. She's at Shine, Evolve, a few other places around there as well. A well-traveled wrestling star. Dante Shen made a debut last night. This is Sean Tan, who we talked about a few months ago. The first WWE star signed from Singapore. Back in July, he made the official signing for the company. Before that, he was wrestling under the name of Trexus. There's a few matches you can watch at Trexus on YouTube right now. The proprietor of Andre Chase University, a.k.a. Andre Chase, is FKA Harlem Bravado from Evolve. A lot of charisma coming off Harlem Bravado. I like this a lot. Zion Quinn is former Australian rugby star Daniel Vito. You may have seen him as the chivalrous gentleman last night as a bloke tried to jump in front of two women entering the Capital Wrestling Centre. There is Zion Quinn to stop him, let the ladies go in, and then batter the guy. That was a thing. Joe Gacy, the former Breakout Tournament competitor, debuted a new gimmick last night. He's basically now a modern-day positivity page. Positively page. You know, when Diamond Dallas Page was all smiles and everything was great. He's doing that, but with male buzzwords, modern day buzzwords like male privilege, safe space and microaggression. He lost to Cameron Grimes and smiled all the way through. Good for him. Lash Legend debuted in a backstage segment. Now, you might have seen the person behind the gimmick in a segment with Cameron Grimes a short while ago, but this is the former WNBA Seattle Storm player who is making her debut as Lash Legend and getting her own talk show called Lashing Out. That's next week. And finally, Persia Perotta is formerly Australian indie star Steph DeLander. She has officially arrived in NXT 2.0, and she'd previously appeared at Indy Hartwell's Hen Party. The thing is, they're going to become a tag team going forward, so Persia said that when Indy's back from her honeymoon, they're going to be challenging Zoe Stark and Io Shirai for the women's tag team title. So a lot of debuts, a lot of changes continuing for NXT 2.0, and those changes go beyond the wrestling ring. Fightful reporting that some internal WWE discussions led by Vince McMahon may see even more changes to NXT. Fightful says among the points Fightful heard that were brought up included NXT 2.0 targeting more of a P18 to 34 demographic. This includes everything from the in-ring work and aggression to harsher language. Another point that we haven't verified was more lenient on female character gear, though it wasn't specified what exactly that means. Quote, to keep up with current affairs with promos and character verbiage was another point said to be brought up, which might lean into sort of Joe Gacy's buzzword bingo that he played last night. When Fightful reached out to USA Network, they said that they were aware of some of this and were said to be in support of it. USA's relationship with WWE has been one that we've been keeping an eye on as of late, with so many changes taking place around the industry. But USA seem happy with NXT 2.0 so far. We had a title change last night as well amongst all of this on NXT 2.0. Roderick Strong beating Kushida to become the new Cruiserweight champion. This followed lashings of interference from the Diamond Mine. Grayson Waller threw out a challenge post-match for a title match next week. And that is part of a very title match heavy lineup for next week, as well as Strong and Waller for the Cruiserweight title. We're getting the women's tag titles on the line. Io Shirai and Zoe Stark versus Toxic Attraction. This is Mandy Rose's new team. We will see the women's tag title, so women's championship, finally defended as Raquel Gonzalez has that match against Frankie Monet they've been planning for a long time. Also, in other non-title matches, we'll see B-Fab versus Elektra Lopez go no disqualification. We'll also see clips from Indy Hartwell and Dexter Lumis's honeymoon. Not all of them, not all the clips, I'm sure. And the debut of, as we said before, Lash Legends' new talk show, Lashing Out. Lots of change to NXT. Tommaso Ciampa has talked a little bit about that with PW Insider. He commented on some of the negativity towards the big rebrand for NXT. And he says it's a constant cycle that's going to happen. I get it. I get people who are having trouble letting go, maybe of some of the black and gold. Different colour scheme, different label, whatever. The passion is still there. A lot of love for Tommaso Ciampa for NXT 2.0. Full results from last night's show will be available at cultaholic.com.
I think that there's definitely a sense of that cliche, never meet your heroes. The people who have watched for generations and got them through their lives, I don't think that they all need to see Ric Flair doing the helicopter with his penis. Like, I don't really think it's good for everybody to know this about their heroes. You know, some of these guys are freaks.
A lot has been said over the last week or so about the Plane Ride from Hell episode of Dark Side of the Ring. And one that is frequently commented is Rob Van Dam. Well, for the first time, Rob Van Dam has spoken about that episode of Dark Side of the Ring. And he put on Twitter some insight for those who can handle it, says Rob. He says, one, I haven't seen Ric Flair's dick. My comment about fans shouldn't see him doing the helicopter was a response to Dark Side of the Ring telling me that's what they were told. They shouldn't. I don't want to see it either. Number two, I said trying to make her touch him, referring to his body crowding her space and her backing up like bad breath was in her face. I thought maybe they were playing from seeing a similar scene at the hotel bar, but I wasn't interested in naked Rick. Still ain't. I tried to sleep. A fan tweeted Rob Van Dam after this, saying, can you confirm to us, to the best of your recollection, Rob, that did you see Ric Flair specifically grab her hand and place it on his genitals? Rob Van Dam replied, I can confirm I didn't see that and didn't say that. Creative editing will have people hearing it in different ways. So that's the first time Rob Van Dam has spoken about his comments that seem to be, according to Rob Van Dam, taken a little bit creatively from Dark Side of the Ring. Ric Flair has given a follow-up statement as well. He made a statement just the other day. He's now made a second on Facebook, saying, to clarify, the helicopter, as it was called, is accurate. I wish I could blame it on youth, but it was a case of drinking too much and being inappropriate, and I apologise for that. And have countless times over the years. I made some bad decisions during dark periods in my life, and it's something I spent a significant part of years I was given by the doctors in 2017 trying to make right. I condemn sexual assault in any way, shape, or form. I could and have written books, as have others, that have covered my transgressions. I've made some terrible decisions, but I never forced myself.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On anyone in any way, period.
So you say you want the best bout machine? You say you want the god of pro wrestling? My answer is yes!
Oh, man. Bryan Danielson, Kenny Omega, one on one.
Big night for Bryan Danielson tonight. Big night for AEW as Dynamite Grand Slam emanates from Arthur Ashe Stadium. Now, Bryan Danielson has very much been a talking point over the last 12 hours since he shared a very heartfelt letter that he wrote to WWE, which we'll get to in just a moment. Bryan Danielson also appeared on Moose and Maggie on WFAN Sports Radio promoting tonight's show. He discussed his retirement from wrestling a few years ago, saying, "When I was kind of forced to retire, it was because I lied to WWE. That's a good lesson to a lot of people. When you're talking your medical history, be very honest, because some things were uncovered." And they said, "Wait a second. It's not that we don't think you can wrestle. We can't trust you anymore with your body." So Daniel Bryan in WWE forced into retirement after discoveries were made about his medical history that he hadn't clarified. Also, he discussed on the show his future plans in wrestling. He said, "I feel like I've proven to everybody that I'm pretty good at what I do. I see the next 3 years as kind of my last as a full-time wrestler. In my mind, it's not like I'm tapering off. This is the climax of my career." So the last 3 years full-time for Bryan Danielson will be as part of AEW. He also, as we said, wrote a very moving open letter to WWE ahead of his in-ring debut for AEW tonight. In the letter, he thanked Vince McMahon, saying, "I won't say much, but thank you for the conversations, the life lessons, and the best hug I've ever received. I wish more people could see you how I see you." He thanked the wrestlers for being a family when they are away from family, making him look good when he didn't feel good, and, quote, "for all the small things that make life as a wrestler just a little bit more fun." He thanked the production people, the creative, and everyone behind the scenes, saying, "I'm consistently blown away by your ability to make a seamless production out of such chaos." He thanked the fans for pushing his career to new heights. While he hoped fans would follow him to AEW, he understands if they don't. He says, "I loved my time in WWE. Needless to say, it changed my life. I'm grateful that you allowed me into your lives and that you came into mine. I will cherish these memories forever." Today with Cultaholic, you can join Jack and Owen at twitch.tv/Cultaholic. It is Football Manager from 6 p.m. British Summer Time. On the podcast feed, which you are listening to right now, a brand new Desert Island Grapped drops tonight, featuring from the House of Visage, the one and only Visage, star of the British independent wrestling scene, former Defiant Tag Team Champion, star of Southside and North Wrestling. I can't wait for you to meet Visage if you are not familiar with the work of Visage. You're gonna love. You're gonna love what you hear later on today. Also, you can check out brand new episodes of the Classic Review shows. We are back up and running after a few weeks off the schedule. Brand new Classic SmackDown review, brand new Classic Raw review with our brand new co-host Jack Atkins, as Justin Henry takes time to focus on his writing. Jackins will be continuing his journey with me through very old, very crap episodes of Raw, and I'm honoured to have Jackins by my side. You're going to love him if you haven't met him yet. Plus, a brand new Classic review, in case you missed that, the Cultaholic Classic Nitro review kicked off this week. That is Sam Driver, famous WCW boy, and myself watching every episode of Nitro from the very beginning. It's going to be a rough ride. You can hear them all now on the podcast feed, and you can watch them all now as well if you are with us on Patreon. Find out more at patreon.com/cultaholic. And check out our YouTube channel for on the subject of weird visuals, the pandemic era cinematic AEW and WWE matches have all been tier listed by Ross and Jack, aka Gary YouTube and Gary YouTube. YouTube.com/cultaholic to see where the Boneyard match sits in contrast to the Stadium Stampede. YouTube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Love you, bye. For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.